upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Bookworld are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet. And spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Bookworld has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Bookworld store countrywide. Bookworld, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
PFS Durant in talks to reduce presidential candidates. Copperbelt minister gives contractor ultimatum over sold township roadwork. In global news, Venezuelan government begins releasing political prisoners. Good evening and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. Patriotic Front presidential hopeful Katotoe Kafuaya has revealed that all party aspiring candidates have been meeting to agree on reducing the number of presidential candidates competing at the party convention. Mr. Kafuaya, who is also PF Lunta Member of Parliament, has told Phoenix News that the party wants to ensure only a few candidates participate at the convention. He has explained that the PF is currently waiting for the ruling of an injunction, after which it will proceed with the convention. Mr. Kafuaya has emphasized that the former ruling party is united, and everyone who will not be elected to represent the party on the presidential ballot will rally behind the chosen candidate.
The PF will only have one presidential candidate who will make it to the ballot. And to come up with one presidential candidate, there has to be a process to reduce the number of all those of us who applied. And one sure way is that the convention can do that. But if you found opportunities to reduce the number of people who would be taken to the convention, you can exploit any means that is available to you. Yes, meetings have been had to think about, you know, what ways we can follow to reduce the numbers.
Chiefs of defense forces from the 12 member states of the International Conference on the Great Lakes region are meeting in Livingston to try and find solutions to the deteriorating security and humanitarian situation in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. Speaking when he opened the extraordinary meeting of Chiefs of Defense Forces this morning, International Conference on the Great Lakes Region Executive Secretary Dr. Muvita Luavelwa said the regional body is deeply concerned with the deteriorating security and humanitarian situation in the Eastern DRC. Dr. Luavelwa says the International Conference on the Great Lakes Region is deeply concerned that after the signing of the Washington Accord last month, the capture of the town of Uvira led to mass displacements of people. He has urged the Chiefs of Defense Forces to find tangible solutions to end the hostilities, saying the conflict has far-reaching regional implications. And Ministry of Defense Permanent Secretary Mambo Hamawundu has reiterated Zambia's commitment to finding an amicable solution to the crisis in the DRC. Mr. Hamawundu said Zambia remains dedicated to supporting peace processes, contributing to regional initiatives, and hosting platforms for dialogue and cooperation. This is contained in a statement issued by Ministry of Defense Principal Public Relations Officer Paul Shalala. Copperbelt Province Minister Elisha Matambo has given Nchifa Enterprises Limited, the contractor working on township roads in Kitwe, a three-day ultimatum to report to his office and explain why roadworks have stalled. Mr. Matambo issued the ultimatum after conducting an inspection of the stalled road projects this afternoon and expressed disappointment at the slow pace and non-completion of the roads. Mr. Matambo says the delays are negatively affecting residents and road users, and the situation is unacceptable given the importance of township roads to daily economic and social activities. He has charged that Nchifa Enterprises Limited appears to lack the capacity to deliver works within the agreed schedule, questioning the criteria used to award the contract. Mr. Matambo wondered why a company without adequate equipment was awarded the contract, stating that such decisions compromise the quality and timely delivery of public infrastructure.
You have no capacity. But this is my third time to come and check what's happening. So the truth of the matter is that you have no capacity. It is good to give our local contractors work. But do you have qualified personnel?
Yes.
Do you have qualified human resource? I can say yes. Why? The quality of the finish is wrong. Quality is good. But the capacity to do the work, you don't have. That's the truth of the matter.
Meanwhile, Zulu Barrow Consulting Limited resident engineer Julius Njolovu informed the minister that Nchifa Enterprises Limited had received an upfront payment to facilitate mobilization and commencement of works.
Honourable Minister, if only we can pray and request that the advance payment be fulfilled, we will see progress. The balance of the house, which should have been paid at the beginning of the contract.
In more news, the Mukwikile Chiefdom Trust has dismissed a statement attributed to Mr. Bright Chamwenga, alleging human rights abuses at Muto Wangombe Mine in Chiwangandu District. Mr. Chamwenga, a culpable businessman who is acting as a proxy for some members of the chiefdom, has accused His Royal Highness Chief Mukwikile of having workers at the Muto Wangombe Mine who, apart from human rights abuses, have not been compensated, and has exerted undue influence on the Zambia police to investigate a matter relating to a complaint against Princess Mapalo. However, Mukwikile Chiefdom Trust spokesperson Thomas Ngandu has clarified that Chief Mukwikile does not own either a mine or employed mine workers in Chiwangandu District. Mr. Ngandu has explained that His Royal Highness is in charge of customary land, and on behalf of his subjects and any person who has been granted an exploration or mining right by government through the Ministry of Mines, obtains customary consent from the chief before commencing exploration or mining activities. He says the statement by Mr. Chamwenga is not only defamatory, but an affront to the rules, values and decorum reserved for Bemba chiefs. Mr. Ngandu has disclosed that further instructions have been issued to lawyers representing His Royal Highness to commence civil proceedings against Mr. Chamwenga for defamation of character and a claim for damages.
The statement by Mr. Bryce Chamwenga is not only defamatory, but an affront to the rules, values and decorum reserved for the Bemba chiefs. He should therefore consider himself as having committed a serious traditional offense and must appear before the Bafilolo for hearing. Further instructions have been issued to the lawyers representing His Royal Highness to commence civil proceedings against Mr. Bright Chamwenga for defamation of character and claim for damages. This is expected to deter all other wishing to disparage the distinguished character of His Royal Highness.
In global stories, the Venezuelan government has started releasing detainees considered political prisoners by human rights groups in what officials described as a goodwill gesture. Spain's foreign ministry said five of its nationals had been released. The move comes after the U.S. seized Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, in a raid on the capital, Caracas, on Saturday to face drug trafficking charges in New York. The BBC reports on Other World News.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei has said the Islamic Republic will not back down in the face of protesters whom he described as vandals. It's his first televised address to the nation since nationwide protests started nearly 2 weeks ago. Israel has carried out a wave of strikes on what it says are Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon and the eastern Bekaa Valley. The attacks came one day after the Lebanese military said it had completed the first phase of its plan to disarm Hezbollah in the south. U.S. forces are reported to have seized another tanker off the Venezuelan coast. A maritime risk company says the vessel, the Alina, was attempting to break through the U.S. naval blockade. Meanwhile, Moscow says the U.S. is releasing two Russian crew members from an oil tanker it seized in the North Atlantic on Wednesday.
We now take a break. We'll return shortly with the business news.
95 in Lusaka.